I thought that was one of our better performances so far this season. Both sides of the ball, we played hard, played well. You know, there's only one time early in the third quarter where I felt we could have got out of sorts, but we had a timeout and kind of got it back together.
When you look at the opening quarter, you know, started off quite tight, and then you guys really seemed to hit the accelerator.
Yeah, you know, London's a physical team, and they do a good job defensively getting you out of your rhythm and switching up defenses, and I try to prepare the guys as much as possible, and they really, you know, they showed up and they made the right plays, and you know, we had 15 turnovers, which isn't bad for a team like London. So, you know, I think taking care of the ball was a big key.
And the players seem to be playing with a real kind of confidence. I mean, that game, if you don't mind me saying, seemed to be one of the best offensive performances certainly I've seen this year.
I definitely think we shot the ball well. More importantly, guys were taking good shots. Guys weren't forcing shots, and we, you know, we did hit some tough ones when it was late in the clock. That always helps. You know, when you win by this much, you have to have some things roll your way.
And a chance to blood some of the young players tonight. They got a bit of an outing as well.
Yeah, that's one of the keys for this season is, you know, starting our junior program. We want to give guys that something to aspire to and give them a chance to get a feel for what it's like to be a professional and be a part of the team. And, you know, we try to make every junior we have an under-18s level get a piece of that. So it's not always the same two. It'll be different guys whoever plays harder that week and kind of reward system. So I think it was great I could get them on the court.
Who impressed you tonight kind of on the court?
I think Tuck made some great plays in the post in that third quarter when we came out kind of flat. BJ did a great job orchestrating stuff and handling the pressure. Actually, all the guards did. BJ, Nick, Jeremy, Zach, we all handled that pressure really well. So, you know, I think everybody played a role, and Colin had 10 rebounds, 6 offensive. And, you know, that when you're missing shots and then someone can clean them up, that makes everything look better.
How impressed are you with the kind of start Colin's made to the year? Because it really seems like he's kind of coming from a kind of fringe player last year, a development player, really seems to be kind of maturing as a player.
You know, Colin has all the tools and you know, skills and athletic ability to be a special player. So, you know, I've really worked with him and tried to give him that confidence. And I think he's stepped up. And we had a meeting this early in the season. He thought, you know, he wanted to play a little more three. And I agreed that it's a good shot for him to see what he can do. And hasn't let me down yet. So it's good.
After the result tonight, it's your fourth successive win at the EIS. You're making it quite a fortress here, aren't you?
That's the goal. If you can win most of your home games, you're going to have a pretty good season. You know, so, you know, you can steal someone in a row, but you got to try to protect home. And that's kind of what, you know, every team does, of course. But, you know, it's special for us because we love playing at home. We love playing in front of our crowd. So the win for them is always great.
Looking ahead in the Cup, you've got Durham in the next round. After tonight's performance and the way you've been playing the early part of the season, do you feel like you can make a run in the Cup this year?
I don't see why not. You know, I think that right now everyone's kind of still getting their footing. It's about to start. You'll start seeing teams separate themselves, good or bad, right around this time of year. So, you know, we're still taking every game as it comes. And I think Durham, like I said, when we played them, they're a tough team. They've got scoring in different positions. They got a bench this year that's you know, effective. So they're a good team. So, you know, I think we just got to make sure that we try to continue with this kind of intensity and play with focus.
Next up, no rest this week, on to Cheshire on Sunday. How do you look at that game?
It's kind of hard. They've made quite a few changes since last time we played them. I think we played them at one of the first games of the season. So it'll be hard to see, to know what they're going to do. So scouting's going to be limited. But I think that, you know, going in their gym as well is always a tough game. When they're good or bad or ugly, whatever it is, they always play well at home. So we're going to have to, after this game, it's always tough going on the road. But they have a fortress down there for sure. I think them and Leicester probably have the best home court kind of advantage, so we got to be focused again and again. Hopefully these guys can play together like they did tonight.
I don't want to look too far ahead, but you know, you can't discount the fact that you've got Worcester coming here undefeated next week, and a really kind of tough challenge for these guys.
Well, Worcester is you know, we're able to play them in the university, so I saw a couple of their Americans that are playing there, but Paul James has a very a good system for his team, I think. I think the guys he put in this year really fit what he likes to do, and they have a good motion offense and multiple actions in the half court, and all those kind of sets they run really works for this team. I think it's kind of hit the floor running and fit what they're trying to do. So, yeah, I really think it'll be a tough game. You know, they've beaten some good teams on the road and at home in tight games, so they know how to win.
Worcester, very similar to you guys in the fact that you seem to have a very strong university program. Obviously, you've got the links with Hallam this year. Do you think it's an advantage having, what was it, four or five of your guys playing in midweek games?
That's funny. It's you never know. You know, you think that, usually you would think that they'd be tired and tired legs would go into the game. It's going to be three games this week, so we really won't see the effect until Sunday. But at the same time, because we're deep, guys, no one really played over, you know, 20 minutes. I think Jeremy played the most at 26 minutes. So we have that luxury of guys not playing too many minutes at this level anymore, where before it was, you know, five, six guys playing 35 minutes. Now it's really spread out and different guys can play key minutes. So it does help a little bit, especially for the development of those guys, Colin and Zach and Nick, who are playing there. It gives them that development to just work on some of the things they do in practice and more of a key role where they're taking big shots and they're making big plays and game speed. So it helps them for sure, and I think hopefully it'll help us going forward.